Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. I hope that you've been with us the last 2 days. No? Well then, no problem. When you have a chance, jump on the WEZE website and hit the podcast tab at the top of the homepage. Scroll down to find Definition, click that, and then find all the broadcasts you have missed. Just click on the one you want, listed by date, and you'll get all caught up. The WEZE website address is 590amtheword.com. 590amtheword.com, and that will be repeated very soon. I invite you to do this because I have already said a lot about this new word before us. The word is adoption. We found it in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 5. When Jesus redeems us, he makes us the adopted sons and daughters of the living God. How awesome is that? I'll tell you just how awesome. And here is how I am going to do it. I want us to move together now in the Bible down from verse 5 to verse 6 of Galatians chapter 4. And when we get into verse 6, I'm going to highlight two qualities of the adopted son and daughter of God. If you have been adopted by God the Father into his family, then these are qualities that are true of you. I'll give you the first one today and pick up here again next time. To begin with, let me read Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6. This is Galatians 4, verse 6. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Or, for you precious women within the sound of my voice, because you are daughters, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. What a message this is for Christian people this day and night. I hope this will encourage you. And if you are not yet one of God's adopted, then I pray you will receive Christ as you learn that he has come to redeem you from your sin also. What he has done for us, he has also done for you, if you will believe in him by your faith. Notice how Paul the Apostle begins this verse 6, because you are sons. This takes us back to the previous verse, verse 5, that we studied last time. Given that you are now adopted, he continues, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. This is the first quality of the adopted child of God. The Holy Spirit lives in our hearts. The Spirit of his Son is the Holy Spirit. When we become the children of God, he gives us the Holy Spirit as proof that we belong to him. It's as if the Spirit signs our adoption papers. We are God's people. I invite you to listen to how the same apostle put this quality of ours in another passage of his writing to the Ephesians, in Ephesians chapter 1 and part of verses 13 and 14. I'm reading now in Ephesians 1. In Jesus, you were sealed in Christ with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance. This was Ephesians 1, just part of verses 13 and 14. Christians are sealed with the Holy Spirit. He is a pledge of our inheritance. Ephesians 1 goes together with Galatians 4. What is the first quality of the adopted children of God? The Holy Spirit lives in our hearts. How do you know you belong to God? The Spirit testifies within you that you are his son or his daughter. Tomorrow we'll learn the second quality, so join me then for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.